The United States says the Saudi king has promised President Donald Trump to boost oil production. A White House statement says King Salman has affirmed that Saudi Arabia has a 2 million barrel per day spare capacity that it will use prudently when necessary. Earlier on Saturday, President Trump tweeted that he had asked Saudi Arabia to increase oil production because of, quote, dysfunction in Iran and Venezuela. Trump said the Saudi king had agreed to U.S. demands to make up the difference. Trump is pushing countries around the world to cut oil imports from Iran by November. That's what Washington is set to reimpose sanctions on Tehran following its withdrawal from the Iran nuclear deal. To discuss that more, we are joined by Mr. Paul Sheldon Foote, professor at California State University. Thank you very much, Professor, for joining us once again on Press TV. Now, what is your take on this recent development? Is it something that would surprise us to see that Saudi Arabia is compensating for the difference when, of course, Donald Trump will impose more sanctions on Iranian oil?
Wants to send to the buyers of Iranian oil is don't worry, whatever we don't let you buy from Iran anymore, there will be enough coming from Saudi Arabia and other places. And so that takes care of their worries. It also puts greater pressure on the Iranian economy. The whole purpose is to destroy the Iranian currency so that Iranians cannot afford to import anything. That means they'll have hyperinflation on the things they're trying to buy, which is very similar to what happened in Venezuela. Venezuela has massive hyperinflation, massive unemployment, people fleeing the country, and they're on their knees. And so the hope of this plan is that the Iranians will demonstrate against the government of Iran, bring down the government. That way, America will not have to actually come in and do it directly. This weekend, we have many American traders, including Rudy Giuliani, speaking at the conference of the Iranian Communist MEK terrorists, promising that next year's meeting will be held in Tehran, that America will be putting in a communist government in Iran by next June. This is the point.
How successful do you see this plan? Will it actually go the way Donald Trump has planned, or do you think that other countries will actually still buy oil from Iran?
Well, some countries will still buy anyway. And there are limits to how much he can play this game, because this is an election year in this country. He doesn't want to see the price of oil go to $100 or more per barrel in this country in an election year. His Republicans would be voted out of office in November. And so he wants the price of oil to go up and have enough output to satisfy these people. But the Saudis are saying, well, we have to keep the market stable. We can't let it go out of control. So it's a delicate dance they're trying to do. They're trying to destroy Iran and Venezuela without destroying themselves. And there are limits to which they can play this game.
Thank you very much, Mr. Paul Sheldon Foote, professor at California State University, joining us live from Irvine.